Good evening. As we come on the air, ABC News has learned that U.S. authorities are studying a new terror threat tonight. Members of Al-Qaeda using body bombs, explosives that have been surgically implanted in their bodies to evade security. Tomorrow, it will be the one-year anniversary of Osama bin Laden's death, making this week a time of heightened concern on the ground and in the sky. And ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, is here with these new details. Brian.
Diane, well, tonight, American and European authorities tell ABC News they fear Al-Qaeda will use these so-called body bombs to target Americans overseas and U.S. flights coming in from overseas. As a result, security at several airports in the United Kingdom and elsewhere in Europe and the Middle East has been substantially stepped up, with a focus on U.S. carriers. And additional federal air marshals have been shifted overseas in advance of this week's anniversary of the bin Laden raid. The plot is not so far-fetched. Medical experts say there is plenty of room in the stomach area for surgically implanted explosives.
The surgeon would open the abdominal cavity and literally implant the explosive device in and amongst the internal organs.
Right in there.
Right in between the intestines, the liver, and the stomach.
For the last year, U.S. authorities have publicly warned that the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen and its master bomb maker, Ibrahim al-Assiri, have been designing body bombs with no metal parts to get past airport security.
We are treating the information seriously.
Assiri actually put a bomb inside his own brother, who he's seen here hugging farewell for a suicide mission aimed at the Saudi Arabian intelligence chief 3 years ago. The Saudi official survived, but Assiri's brother died in the attack. In public, U.S. officials say there is no credible information of an imminent attack. But today, White House counterterrorism official John Brennan called the Al-Qaeda group in Yemen the greatest threat to the U.S.
And it continues to seek the opportunity to strike our homeland.
Brennan also revealed for the first time some of the details of Osama bin Laden's seemingly despondent writings discovered in his compound after the raid. Brennan said bin Laden admitted Al-Qaeda had lost its way, agreeing that a large portion of Muslims around the world have lost their trust in Al-Qaeda. Confessing to disaster after disaster in Al-Qaeda plots, Brennan said that bin Laden urged his followers to flee to places away from aircraft photography and bombardment. As to this current threat, U.S. authorities say they have made adjustments in security screening to make it easier to spot the body bombs.
But how can they do it? You said there's no metal involved.
No metal, but they've turned up some of the radiation that goes into the body, as well as looking for people who might have had recent operations, might be walking funny, or might have surgical scars. That's
because
one way.
Because it has to have been done fairly recently.
The explosives cannot stay in the body long, so it would be a more recent operation to insert.
And I know, Brian, you were asked not to report some critical details. And you have not.
We have not. There's some that we've left out.
For national security.
Yes.
Thanks so much.